hello, and thank you for being here with me. Let's call this the Jargon Opera. You can hear me as Vendor. It's always a challenge to put my thoughts together on what to speak on, and I try to write out an outline of what I myself would like to hear and what's been going through my mind and package it all together to something that you might want to hear. And as I've said in the past, the hardest part is to not be overly influenced by others, you know, to have an original thought and try to speak quickly but not too fast for my goal of 30 minutes at a time. And the most honest way I can approach this is to speak about my own experience. Everything else is basically repeating what others have said, and I listen to a lot of different people. And I have now started listening to a new group of people online, and I like very much what they have to say, as they mirror a lot of my own thoughts. Who knows? These may make it there at some point, but there's no point in naming it. But this is all to say that when you hear things you like, it's hard to not repeat them. But one thing I did notice is that my 3-year-old son, he has my same name, and I love him dearly. And he's quite a bit like me. And he doesn't want to go to bed at night. And getting him to bed by a reasonable hour takes a lot. It made me think about how he does not want to go to sleep. And he is reluctant to wake as well. And I thought about that. How much do we not want what we need? We need sleep every day. And I've heard alternative perspectives on how much sleep we actually need. And, you know, there's the old adage of 8 hours of sleep, 8 hours of work, and 8 hours of everything else. Now, 8 hours seems like sometimes like a lofty goal. And I remember when I was younger and much less responsible, although that itself is debatable, that I would sleep so long. I would often sleep past 10 a.m. You know, and like I was thinking, I didn't want to go to sleep and I didn't want to wake up. I was much like a child. I wanted to enjoy the nightlife and sleep it off, not in a hurry to take on the day. But now that I'm older, I look forward to sleep. I look forward to going to bed. And I generally wake early enough, although I could wake much earlier. I guess these are definitions of an unstructured life that I did not have priorities and I did not have the responsibilities that required me to wake early. I didn't go to college, and there was a period of my life where I floated, like I am now as well, only seems like half the world is floating right now. The whole 2020 carries on with a new flavor in the White House. And, you know, part of me wants to take on more and be more. And I will. I have made steps today to be more, do more. But part of me doesn't want to wake up, you know. It's hard to know where to put my energy and time other than in my own household. And it's honestly very challenging with children to even begin anything. And this is a ongoing frustration for me that I have trouble doing the simplest things. And then often in retrospect, it is the hesitation that actually was to my benefit. There are papers I need to fill out and things I need to do, but they don't, it's like a mental block. I have a hard time focusing on what needs to get done and doing it. And I've always been that way. But I don't want to go to bed and I don't want to wake up. You know, I don't know how long I'll live. I used to believe that I'm going to live forever, and part of me still thinks that I am. Like, literally. You know, I keep tabs on the advancements in groundbreaking medicine and technology. And there is a small glimmer of hope that I might be able to live a much longer life than anyone has expected of themselves. And I do hope that. But also, I am working on a relationship with God. You know, if the technology and medicine thing doesn't work out, it's good to have some sort of a relationship with God. But that just means that I pray. I haven't attended church in a long time, even before all of this, and I sure haven't opened a Bible. So that leaves me with just praying. And I pray every day, and I try to bless my food. I wrote up a list of everything that's wrong with our daily lives, with our food and our water and our air and our lifestyle. And I could list it off. You know, everything basically is trying to kill us slowly. And one reason that could be fulfilled, or could be on purpose, that they're trying to kill us off just as soon as we are supposed to retire. And a part of me really wonders how true that is. And in these crazy times that we're currently witnessing, it seems plausible. Just as it could just be a byproduct of pursuing the almighty dollar, you know, that cheaper ingredients are toxic, easier, cheaper ways to manage food production is toxic. But there are things that bug the crap out of me, but I don't want to get into all that with water and the air and all of that. But, you know, why am I so preoccupied with living indefinitely? But fear, you know, I don't know if it means that I don't want to go to bed or if I don't want to wake up. I guess it's a matter of perspective. But the unknown leaves a giant question mark and a concern of what could be. Even the thought of just not existing, you know, although we do it in a way every time we go to sleep, we fall into the subconscious. I should keep a dream journal. Slowly but surely, every so often, I'm starting to remember my dreams again. For a short period, at least. And that's probably on the list of paperwork I need to take on. But haven't done so. I like the word bohemian. I would like to consider myself bohemian. I looked up one of the definitions. The first definition is referring to someone from Bohemia, so I won't go into all that, but the definition that I like is a socially unconventional person, especially one who is involved in the arts. Well, I do feel that I'm socially unconventional and always have been. And I have a creative flair, if you will. And because I'm talking at this recording device, I would classify this as an art. It's certainly one that I need to practice. And it is producing something. And as I've said before, part of doing this is having something to show for each day. Because in so many ways, it's like grass growing. It looks the same, and only when you step away from it for a week do you see that it needs to be mowed. But I'm sure it's not that way for everyone. I'm sure many people have exciting, dynamic, diverse days. But at this point, my life has subtle differences, but a lot of the same. A lot of the same chair in the same room with the same TV on, playing the same shows for my children. A lot of the same websites and podcasts and influencers. I am mostly off of social media, and I recall when I was on the book that it was so hard to not be on it for me to see what the next post was, to get that excitement and dopamine, as they say. See what pissed me off. And I understand that that's part of the way it was designed to upset people, knowing that what some people would say would upset other people, and putting that in front of them, stirring the pot, which is what makes it so engaging and addictive. I've heard that the formula for soap operas is to mimic a abusive relationship where it's always fluctuating between highs and lows, between, well, basically drama. But that's what creates the addictive property for the viewer, is that it would be one moment of a passionate kiss to, I don't know, some sort of backstabbing or murder or whatever the heck it is. The point is that it's a wave that is oscillating up and down, up and down, up and down. And it's that push and pull that is so engaging to us as people. Like Facebook. And I just got off of it altogether. I didn't want to be upset at family or friends. And so I put it down because it was upsetting me. It, like I said, it was designed that way, as to, from what I've heard, to be upsetting. And I don't need that fake reality. And I'm glad that I let it go when I did, because of so many reasons, but the most of which was that it was just one more addiction that I didn't need. I've been able to get mostly over most of my addictions. Some I've picked back up. Despite my St. Patrick's Day statement that that was my last cigar, the tobacco is a particularly tricky one. I've been told that nicotine is the perfect drug, that it always puts you right in the middle. If you're depressed, it will lift you up, and if you're anxious or upset, it'll bring you down. It'll put you right in the middle. It's just the old negative side effects that are worrisome, and I am worried about it. I try to think of myself stronger than that, which is just crazy, but I do indulge in considering the power of the mind. You know, they say that many people pretty much die after they retire, that it's a much shorter period of time after retirement, or at least some people, because, you know, they no longer had that meaning, that structure, that daily up and down. And when you don't have something like that, you know, it's like they decide, I've said in the past, you know, don't underestimate the ability to decide to fail. And so I do not decide to fail. I decide to live, and I decide to be strong. And I also decide to engage in things that aren't healthy for me. And more importantly, I try to decide to think the way I want to think in order to be stronger than my mistakes. I can live in the past or acknowledge my mistakes, but there I am, you know. The first step is admitting. No, thank you. The first step is avoiding the topic. The first step is forgetting. That's been the way I have operated. And for good and bad, because I repeat the same mistakes, I buy the same cigars, but also I make the same mistakes out of habit, out of not wanting to wake up. But I'll get there. I'm running out of time. I will quit by June 15th. And here we are at March 23rd. And the year is moving so quickly, but the days can be so long. And I saw a Elon Musk quote that you can decide to clean your house in 30 days or 3 hours. Either one will be fulfilled according to your decision. In so many words, I paraphrase. And yeah, mastery of the mind. When I give myself specific parameters, well, I'll push it to the very end. And this is no revelation. This is nothing new. But I will learn to master myself, to master my bad habits, to be much more productive. It's like magic. The decision, what is it? Necessity is the mother of invention? Well, there's a lot of things I need to do. And I will learn to do them in the 3-hour window. Right now, it's a matter of doing my best as a father to my young sons and being there for my family as much as I am able. And I will figure out how to master everything else. This is a much more unstructured recording, but I do want to continue this and make it a habit. They say all it takes to make a habit is to do something every day for 30 days, and then you have formed a habit. Well, I have yet to do 30 recordings. I think this is probably about my 6th or maybe ninth recording. So with practice, I will make this a habit. I was looking over the profile of one of the podcast personalities I have recently started listening to, and he's a couple years younger than me, but he's already been doing this specific show for 4 years. So that was a bit discouraging and encouraging that I can do it on my own time, and in time it will have a more polished and perfected technique that I'll know how to write up what I want to talk about. But this has also been beneficial for me because how often I have never actually had a period in my life that I can remember where I just talk about whatever comes to mind. And that's what I've been doing with this, is I'm just trying to lay out a basic outline and talk for 30 minutes at a time about what comes to mind. And I've actually already started having revelations about myself that come out of my own mouth just because I said them unscripted. And you know, it's a matter of giving myself a platform to speak, to have my, to practice my free speech, to freely speak. I mused that, can you afford your own opinions? Well, I don't always know all my own opinions. I have reactions that I've heard before, but I know that a lot of what I've heard before and would say before are very from what I've heard, not experienced. And I don't want to represent myself that way to myself. I want to be more balanced. I want to be able to be like my uncle, who could not be pinned down politically, left or right. He was able to argue the features and benefits of both sides, and I find that just right. That's the right way to be. Not stuck in one belief pattern. Now that I'm saying it, he was a bohemian. He was a legitimate, unconventional, socially unconventional person. And as was my father. I only mention it because of my uncle's ability to be so well read and so intelligent on both sides of an argument. He could stay up and he could go to sleep. So, on that note, I don't want to go to bed and I don't want to wake up. And I need to decide which direction that it will go. But we fear the unknown. And we get stuck in patterns. And I do not want to be in fear. And I am choosing to make new patterns to break old ones. This is the Jargon Opera. You can hear me as Vendor. Thank you. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.